You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let me remind you, put this in your calendar. Friday, August 29th at 6 o'clock, we are having a Chiefs roundtable inside Hollywood Casino. Mitchell Shorts will be there. Danny Hughes will be there. Nate Taylor will also be there. This is free, open to the public, but it is a casino, so you got to be 21 or over to enter. There's going to be a Q&A with Mitch and Dane, and afterwards followed by photo opportunity. So if you want to pull up, meet friend of the show, Mitchell Shorts, and take a picture and ask him some cooking tips, this Friday is a perfect time to do that. All right, Rob, we are off a little bit early today because of the Kansas City Royals. We are off at 5:30 today instead of our usual 6 o'clock. So we got a lot to get into and not a whole lot of time. So I'm going to try to tackle as many of these topics as we can in the next 20 minutes or so. Do you want to start with the Chiefs or the Royals?
Let's start with Royals.
All right, let's start with the Royals. I would say that this was an expected weekend from the Royals. Now, I'm not here to be Debbie Downer. I'm in a good mood. It's beautiful outside. I had a great weekend. I hope that you had a great weekend. So I'm here to spread positivity. But I also got to spread a little bit of reality as well. If there is a team that you know just, that team's better than the Royals, it's the Detroit Tigers. And the Royals have shown a little bit of a kryptonite to beating some of the better teams in baseball. The Royals this season, they are 23-39 when they play a team that is 500 or better. So them going on the road to play the 78-54 Detroit Tigers, I don't know if those are games that you can count as wins for the Royals. But you know what they got right now? For the next 3 days, they play the Chicago White Sox. The Royals have counted 20 more wins this season than the Chicago White Sox. They are 19.5 games ahead of the Chicago White Sox. If there is one thing that I know the Royals need to do over the next 3 days, it is pummel the Chicago White Sox. I looked this up because I was curious. Over the last two seasons, the Royals, they have played the White Sox 23 times. They have won 20 of those matchups. If there is one team that we know they own, if there is one team that we know they control right before they come home, it is the Chicago White Sox. So go beat them. I don't care how you beat them. But over the next 3 days, the Royals, at a minimum, need to win two games. If they win all three of the games, great. Even better. But I'm telling you right now that the Royals, they cannot afford. If you got real playoff dreams and aspirations and think that they can do it, and they got a shot, they cannot lose a series to the Chicago White Sox. They can't. You can't afford to. Those are the games you can't afford to give away. Those are your gimmies. when you're looking at your schedule, you know that the game against Baltimore is going to be tough. You know the game against Buffalo is going to be tough, but you're counting that home game against Cleveland as an automatic win. That's what that is for the Royals. You got an automatic, you got to take care of business against the Chicago White Sox. So, Rob, I think that's the place to start with the Kansas City Royals. It's that and how on fire Vinny Pasquantino has been over the last couple of weeks or so. He has been absolutely on fire. But thing number one with the Royals is there's no shame in you losing to the Tigers. You kind of expected them to, on the road, lose to the Tigers. Now, you got them coming up this weekend back at Kauffman Stadium. It'll be great if you could win that series and you go 3-3 over a six-game stretch against the Tigers. No harm, no foul. But if you look at their schedule, they have, I believe, 15 games remaining against teams that are under 500. If you plan on making the playoffs, you got to win 11 of those games. You got to really eat against the teams and opponents that you are expected to. And there has been no team that the Royals have gobbled up on more the last 2 years than the Chicago White Sox.
I think for me, and we talked about this leading into these two series, the Tigers and the White Sox, we both said, be 3-3. You're probably going to lose the Tiger series. Go win the White Sox series. But series like the White Sox one, and they have the Angels in a few weeks who also are kind of mediocre. If you treat those series the way you treated the White Sox and the Rangers last week, because remember their homestand, they were 8-2. They took care of the Nationals, who stink. They swept the White Sox, who stink. The Rangers were kind of on even footing with them at the time. They took 3 or 4 from them. If you continue to dominate lesser teams, you can survive. You can keep your head above water. You can tread water, doggy paddle, whatever analogy you want by losing series to the Tigers. But if you lose a series to the White Sox, it's DEFCON, was it 5 or 0? I don't know what the highest DEFCON is. I don't know if it goes up or down. I apologize not knowing the DEFCONs, because now you have the Tigers coming in, and that becomes a must-win series. And we've just seen over time, the Tigers are better than you. So treat the White Sox the way you treated the White Sox last week. You'll be playing in front of dozens of fans at their trash can of a stadium. Get a sweep or get a series win. Keep your head above water. Do the same thing next week, and then get ready to take care of business against the Angels. And then in that world, the thing that me and you want to happen more than anything, that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in September, the Seattle Mariners come to town, and it is going to be a huge, huge series for the Royals. You can't lose ground when you're playing the White Sox. You just can't.
Yeah, to keep with the college football analogy, we'll move on to talk about Vinny Pasquantino. You got Wagner at home. That's what you got. You got North Dakota this week if you're the Royals. I don't care how you look. You got to figure out a way to beat that. You cannot lose a series to the Chicago White Sox and then tell me that you're making the playoffs this year. That's not how this goes. Over the last 14 days for Vinny Pasquantino, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. He is hitting .320. He has an OBP of .352. The last calendar year for Vinny Pasquantino, he has played in 135 games, 29 home runs, 93 RBIs. He is hitting .260 with a .320 on-base percentage. Earlier today on the show, we had Denny Matthews, and we asked him just, what do you think of Vinny Pasquantino and this run that he is having? And Denny said something that is just so matter of fact and to the point. He just drives in runs. And for the player who is going to be batting behind Bobby Witt Jr., you know what you desperately need? Somebody who just drives in runs. Can he continue this for the remaining stretch for the Royals? We'll obviously see. The Royals, they cannot do this without a great version of Vinny Pasquantino, and that is definitely the one that they have gotten for the last couple of weeks. All right, let's shift to the Kansas City Chiefs here. Going to try to touch on all of these things before we got to sign off and hand things off to Josh Fournier. Let's talk about the Chiefs. I am giving this training camp and preseason an A+. Yes, you had a couple of injuries that have popped up across the board. I call it the wheel of misfortune. You're playing football. Everybody ain't making it to the end of the season. But we also know enough to know that every injury is not created equal. Losing your starting left tackle, if you're the Chargers, is very different than losing your 4th or 5th or 6th defensive end like the Chiefs did with Felix Onyedike Uzomah. So you obviously hope that everybody can stay healthy, but this is part of the game. This is the attrition of an NFL season and building a roster. And the fact that the Chiefs were able to spin the wheel this offseason and go through training camp, go through mini camps, go through OTAs, go through preseason football, and they are going to have all 22 of their starters, we believe, to be available for week one is a blessing. I, quite frankly, do not care about anything else. We can talk about what they need to do with this position and this position and certain, I don't care about this. There's one goal in preseason football. It's make it to the end. I don't care how you do it. It is getting everybody that you need available to the end. You won't be able to keep that up the entire season, but heading into next Friday's game against the Chargers, they appear to have everybody ready to go. They have the left tackle that they want. Their left guard, I believe, has outright won the position. I think Kingsley did enough to, if they start Kingsley, I don't think you can complain. Now, I think they're going to have a short hook. I haven't changed my opinion on that. If he's not playing well in those first one, two, three games or so, I don't think they will hesitate to replace him with Jalen Moore. But this is the running back room that they wanted all offseason. They didn't go out and make big-time moves this offseason when it came to the running back room. Their plan was get these guys healthy. They've accomplished that. Their first-round pick is going to start. Their second-round pick, draft pick, is going to start at left guard. Their big free agent acquisition on the offensive side is available if something goes wrong. Their wide receivers that they brought back this offseason, all of them are healthy, available, going to make the team. On the defensive side, everybody is back. Christian Fulton, who missed the early part of training camp, he got a lot of snaps on Friday night. He's healthy. He's available. You brought back Derek Nnadi. I give the Chiefs offseason, I give their training camp an A+. I don't know how you can give it anything less than that. Whatever their plan was, they were able to execute it. You might disagree on the plan. I mean, I wanted them to do a little bit more at running back, but this was their plan. They've executed it. From Patrick Mahomes all the way down to the rest of the roster, this is the team that they wanted to take to Brazil. So you got to be happy about that. You got to be optimistic about that. You got to give them an A+ on how this offseason has gone. A couple of quick thoughts, and then we'll move to college football. Rob, are we certain that Felix was going to make the team? Because I'm just simply looking at the numbers. And if you brought in Derek Nnadi, who wasn't on the team 3 days ago, but is now currently on the team, I imagine you brought him in to actually make the roster. So that is a roster spot that we didn't have attributed to a player that now has to be attributed to a player. Are we certain that Felix was going to make the team? Because now I think if you do the numbers, he was right there clearly on the fringe. He was either their last defensive lineman in, like on the NCAA tournament, he was the last team in, or the last four out. I don't know how you could...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You could consider his spot to be locked in and guaranteed, which is kind of fueling the thought of, I think they went to him with the Tyler Bray proposition. You remember back in the day, Tyler Bray would always just get some mysterious elbow injury, just out of nowhere, seemingly. Just for no reason, just, oh, my elbow hurts. Oh, I'm out for the entire season. Wait, for what? You got arthritis in your elbow? You can't play at all this season just to save a roster spot? I think it is very, very clear that's what happened here with Felix Onyedike. I think it is obvious that is what happened. I think he was on the roster bubble. They didn't want to cut him. I don't deny that he's injured, but I think this is like a 3-4 week injury that now has become a you are going to miss the entire season injury. I think back to last season with Hollywood, they waited and waited and waited to get Hollywood available. It was always a cloud that was hanging over the season. They didn't even let this cloud form. They ended that conversation from the very beginning that he could help them in this upcoming season. So I'm not entirely sure that he was going to make the team. I'm guessing he would have from a financial standpoint, but from just a roster team building standpoint, Rob, I'm not 100% certain he was going to make it.
I don't think he was going to make it, but I also don't think they Tyler Brayed him. Like, we know, when you refer to Tyler Brayed as a verb. In the past, they would give Tyler Brayed an injury, he'd be in the IR. Felix Anigui-Uzama did suffer an injury in the Seahawks game. I believe it was Kling said that, you know, on the sideline you could tell it looked pretty severe. So I don't think it's a full Tyler Bray, but I definitely think they massaged to keep him on the roster by putting him immediately on the IR. And I do hope that Felix comes back next year and can be a productive player, but I think the dreams of him being getting a fifth-year option picked up in Kansas City are long dead and gone.
Yeah, I think that's a non-starter.
I think now the question with him becomes, does he make it to year four or not, which I think he does, but it's because of the way the contract is set up and cutting first-round picks before the end of their deal is pretty crazy in the NFL, but it does feel like they massage the roster a little bit with his health.
Text line 913-586-7965. Is there no way to bring FAU back later in the year? I don't think that he's a player that they designed to designate. I don't think that's what it was. I think he was a player that they had an opportunity to kind of create some space. I think he was on the back half of the roster, and I think they made a decision. Someone else just said, you guys have so much FAU hate. It was reported that it was a big injury. Don't got nothing against the man at all. I'm just simply pointing out that I'm trying to think of the last time that a hamstring injury in August meant you were instantly out for the entirety of the season. So someone said, can't you bring players back from the IR after a certain number of weeks? Yeah, but you have to designate that player. So like that's what they did last season with Hollywood Brown. You only get a certain number of guys that you can designate. They are not choosing to designate FAU. Like they're just going to have other guys that get hurt over the course of the year. So you just got to keep those players available. What if Isaiah Pacheco gets hurt in week one? Like, you got to keep those spots open. So they've just made the decision that they are not going to entertain the possibility. So, no, he cannot come back this upcoming season. All right, let's start with K-State, and then we'll end with KU. From a football standpoint, not good. Like, the first three quarters against Iowa State, not good. But there's a caveat. Field conditions, terrible. Wet, rainy. The grass, not good. It was a 50-50 coin flip game. You lost the coin flip. It really came down to Iowa State was better on fourth downs than K-State. These two teams, for whatever reason, they just play really close, really competitive games. Usually really entertaining games. I don't know if I would put this game in that category, but they're usually really close and they're decided by a handful of plays. And on this Saturday, Iowa State made more of those plays than K-State made. That happens. That's football. It's disappointing that that's not the story from Saturday. I'm sure by now you guys have seen the video. Avery Johnson's pops and Avery Johnson's brother got into a physical altercation after the game. Now, I'm not here to pass any judgment on anybody's family. I'm not. I don't know these people. Have absolutely no clue. I'm just simply making an observation as a person. You know how mad you got to be to get into a fight with your son or your pops in the middle of the street in Ireland? Like, just think about your own life. Like, how? How do you get to the point where you and your dad are rumbling in the street in Ireland in a physical altercation? This wasn't a yell back and forth, a snap. This wasn't even a shoving match. This wasn't even like that weird thing that men do when they stand real close to each other and like bumping chests, but you know nobody's really going to throw any punches. Like, it's not really going to get that serious. You know, the two sides, they clash a little bit. Somebody steps in, cools it down, and everybody goes their separate ways. Like, no, this was a fight in the middle of the street. This wasn't Johnson family against Iowa State fans. No, this was brother against son. This was family against family. Come on now. I don't know how old Avery Johnson's pops is. He's certainly old enough to know better. And if anything, just the distraction that it creates for your son. Your son now has to answer about this. He does. He has to answer about it. I'm sorry. Like, you don't get a choice now. That's a question that the next time he's available to the media, hey, how's everything? What happened? I think we all want to know what happened. How does it get to that point? So I certainly hope that everything is okay. They had to release a statement. We were joking about this on Friday. Like, oh, what would have to happen for you to have a bad Ireland trip? I don't know if you can really have a worse Ireland trip as a K-State fan. Not than that one. I mean, your team laid an egg for the first three quarters. You really lost the game that you had a great chance of winning. And then afterwards, the number one story is how your quarterback Pops was fighting his youngest son. It was not a good look. It was not a good weekend for a program. Not a good look at all. Let's talk about KU for a little bit before we get out of here. I got a chance to go to the game. Rob, you were also at a game. It's funny because I don't know if week zero could have gone much worse for K-State. Like, whatever your worst idea of Saturday could have gone, that's real close to what happened to K-State. It was the exact opposite for KU. I don't know if you could ask for a better Saturday in Lawrence than what happened. The weather was great. The vibes were great. The stadium is beautiful. They dominated and played well. David Booth is there waving to everybody. He's handing over $300 million checks. He's getting the game ball from the first touchdown. Everything that you could possibly want as a Jayhawk fan, everything you could want, happened on Saturday. Your rival kind of embarrassed themselves on Saturday, and you guys came out smelling like a rose. It was an A-plus day if you were a KU fan on Saturday.
It was, I believe Brian Haney said this in the lead-up to the game. He said that Saturday is going to be a great day to be a Jayhawk. Man, he wasn't wrong. I've been going to games for a long time in that stadium, and I even for a while of my life, have been relative defender of the stadium, being like, well, there's a history, there's a... Having seen the new one, I was an idiot to ever think anything nice about the old stadium. This is a marvel. It is not the biggest stadium in college football. It's not even the biggest stadium in football, period. But it's just better. There's actual amenities. There's actual seats. There's an experience. There's a game day environment. There's a giant jumbotron that has a good pregame video. There's, you know, a pyrotechnics. There are things that happen Saturday that you don't think about. KU had never been experiencing. And to then go out and beat, it's not a good Fresno State team. It's not a great Fresno State team, but it's not Wagner. It's not Central Arkansas. It's not North Dakota. That's a team that has a chance to play a bowl game in 2025. Now, it's probably the Idaho Potato Bowl, but it's still a bowl game nonetheless. Like, and to go out and really never have the game in doubt is a really good thing for Kansas. To do it on national television, everything now points to what will happen in the Missouri game. I think they probably lose to Missouri, but after looking good against Fresno State, there's no reason to believe it's just a no doubt they can't beat the Tigers, which is the biggest question now of the season.
I know you said that like you question whether or not they were going to lose. That's just not really a question that I have.
I mean, who's Missouri's quarterback? Which one of the two are they going to play? That's the real question right for that game.
All I know is they're going to have more points at the end of the game than Kansas. And ultimately, that's all I really care about. That's really important.
Going into the game, they're going
to
have more quarterbacks than Kansas, too.
That is very, very true. It also was just a really good reminder, and I know this, you guys know this, but it was like one thing to see it. Sports really matter to a community. Like, I was just sitting there thinking as I was at Papa Kino's after the game, just getting some pizza. And I was like, yeah, this just didn't happen last year because KU just didn't have home football games last year. So, like, I don't even know what October Saturdays look like in Lawrence, Kansas last year. Like, going out to get some food and get something to drink after the game, it's just every bar is packed, people are outside, people are in a good mood. Like, it was a really good reminder of how important sports are to communities and how important that civic pride is. Like, I never felt a Kansas football environment like that. Most KU games, it just feels like, hey, everybody's hanging out. We're going to go to the first half of this game, and then we're going to go back outside and hang out the rest of the day. Like, people really cared about the football team and the product. And the stadium, it was really nice. Like, if you were a KU fan and you haven't got a chance to go, I'm telling you, when you go, You'll be very, very impressed by what is phase one of the brand new stadium. We're off a little bit early today because of Royals baseball. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll catch you guys. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.